What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Again on a Tuesday on 96.5 The Fan, Mac Morey, Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens, all with you. Going to have Danon Hughes join the show a little bit later today, get his insight of what that was on Friday night. And then you got to move on quick. The champs are in town. The team that, well, wasn't very nice to you in New Orleans. You get a chance to really redeem yourself, right? In the words of Harry and Lloyd. Mm-hmm. Just when I thought I couldn't expect anything worse from you. So, you lose to the Chargers in opening night. Now you have the big, bad Philadelphia Eagles coming to town that beat you in the Super Bowl, but pretty soundly. And you've got a lot of questions to be asked about your team. But one thing that we did have a question about yesterday was, obviously we'll get into the Tyreek Hill news that came out yesterday about his divorce case. Not great. Actually horrible.
Yeah.
If true. But there was movement at a position where I believe a lot of us are in agreement that they could use a little bit more oomph in that running back field. Mm-hmm. And I know, I get it. They have their guys. They've told you who they are. And we had asked yesterday, like, you know, you've got to be able to help Patrick Mahomes out in every facet you can, because I think one thing that gets really tiresome in Green Bay is that they didn't really help Rodgers, you could say, with talent around him. Now, I know he had Jordy Nelson, eventually we have Davante Adams and company, but there wasn't really much else. And that's the thing with Patrick Mahomes. Like, now it's not necessarily that they don't put talent around him. It's just that, like, when the talent around him gets injured, it's like, what happens next? Like the Mecole Hardman stories, the Kareem Hunt stories. Like, when are you going to go get somebody that maybe is, you know, can help him in the running back game? And Tank Bigsby goes from Jacksonville to Philadelphia. Now, we all look at this and say, well, he's obviously going to be, like, minimal playing time because it's Saquon Barkley. But, like, that was a guy that was out there that could probably help your running back game in a way that you could use help with, you know, adversity behind there. Somebody that can go out and get a pass and take it for 15, 20 yards like you see in the modern-day NFL, not just, okay, well, if he's lined up in the shotgun or whatever it may be, we know that he's not going to give it to a running back. They're going to throw the ball. They can sit back, and they're starting to pick up on that. And, you know, maybe that's an addition you see because – it all kind of ties into the Tyreek Hill thing. Yesterday, the news comes out that his ex-wife that is filing for divorce releases a whole bunch of different documents about things that have gone on from, like, I believe one of the stories was like a blunt, like, thrown into her face and told her to pick up the luggage and get out.
And just a nasty human being.
Correct. Yeah. And again, these are alleged stories that have gone against Tyreek Hill in his case, in his divorce case with his wife. So, like, it kind of, like, you know, maybe tampers, like, all right, yeah, that was an overreaction, like, go get a receiver, Tyreek Hill's there, and then it's almost immediately afterwards like, well, there's also this news. So
And that's the baggage that you deal with. And I was thinking about it again yesterday. You know, Mike Florio put it out there. Oh, the Chiefs may be talking to Tyreek Hill.
Chiefs and Steelers.
Right. And when he says Andy Reid's retiring, we all pour, you know, water on it and laugh at him and make fun of him and say he's an idiot. But when he says this, we all react and we're like, oh, Mike Florio said maybe Tyreek Hill could come to the Kansas City Chiefs. It's funny how we do that with certain things, right? If it's something we want to hear and we're excited about it, we make believe that it's true, right? The same guy said Andy Reid was going to retire and that Patrick Mahomes deserved to get hurt and all that kind of stuff, and we destroyed that guy. And so I think Tyreek Hill is the easy, you know, low-hanging fruit of this conversation right now. And I was thinking about it a lot yesterday about Tyreek Hill, because I do believe he is and will go down as of right now anyway, the greatest wide receiver in Chiefs history. Now, could that be topped by Xavier Worthy? Sure. Could that be topped by Rashee Rice? Sure. But as of right now, he's the greatest wide receiver in Kansas City Chiefs history. There's a reason why they let him go. It was money, obviously. He wanted to get paid. But also, again, that Cincinnati game and the way that things went down in the locker room. And so I feel like he's that name that we know. It's a name that gets people excited. But I don't know that necessarily he is the best option, especially with the Worthy news from yesterday being that he's really day-to-day right now. And listening to Andy Reid talk about that, to me, it seems like it's more of a, again, this is Bob Fesco saying this, but reading between the lines, it seems like it's more of a, all right, it's a pain tolerance issue now with Xavier Worthy. Can you handle the pain of going out there and playing? Because apparently, from the way that they looked at it, when you say somebody's day-to-day, he doesn't need surgery. That's the way that I view that, right? Now, maybe a second opinion comes back and another doctor wants to sell you surgery. Remember, doctors are in the sales business as well. And so a lot of places try to sell you surgery maybe when you don't need it. So we'll see what the second opinion ends up having to do with Xavier Worthy and how it does long-term with Xavier Worthy. But if it's not a long-term injury for him and it's one of those injuries where he can play through it, I don't know that you give up the draft capital and the salary cap money, because he's owed $36 million next year, I believe Tyreek Hill is. And that is a huge salary cap hit, something that the Chiefs have never been interested in getting involved in, especially now with an aging wide receiver. And so I think where we are right now, I think it's all up to Xavier Worthy to go out there and see if he can play through this and see where we are and see where it ends up. But they weren't active yesterday in the wide receiver kind of category or in the free agency guys of bringing guys in. You didn't hear any reports from anybody that they brought guys in or anything like that. And so, you know, it's week one. I don't think they want to upset the apple cart and throw everything out because they didn't have a great performance down in Brazil. And so I think they're going to go with the guys that they have right now, and we'll see ultimately where it ends up. And do I rule out Tyreek Hill? Hell no, I don't rule out anybody, you know? But I just keep looking at the evidence out there and all the reasons why he left, and then the wife coming out with that stuff yesterday. I'm like, I don't think anybody wants that baggage at this point in time.
I think the key, though, is, I'm with you, but first off, I'm with you. Tyreek Hill, I was out on that from the get-go for all the reasons you mentioned, the baggage, all the extracurriculars, off-the-field stuff. I just don't want to deal with that. I have no interest in that. But I think the point is, the Chiefs, if they were a little more proactive, maybe wouldn't have to do that. I mean, Howie Roseman,
go ahead.
I'm going to finish. Howie Roseman adds A.J. Dillon. They draft Will Shipley last year. So that's two running backs already. They're like, let's get another one and take Bixby. He's a starting caliber running back on a lot of teams. They've got four good wide receivers over there. Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown, not bad. Howie Roseman says, you know what? Let me go get John Metchie, because the Texans have like seven wide receivers, and John Mechie's a really good wide receiver out of Alabama. He's been in the league for 4 years, struggled with a couple of injuries. I'm going to get him for a low price because he's still got a lot left, right? Like finding these guys so you're prepared if A.J. Brown goes out, great. Devontae Smith, AJ, like we talk about next man up. I don't think the Chiefs are ready for that right
well,
now.
Well, and I'll throw one back at you, and it's going to come like blasphemy for me saying this. Patrick Mahomes is better than Jalen Hurts, obviously, right? And you 90%. Know how much I like Jalen Hurts. But what they did there is exactly kind of what like the Bears did with Caleb Williams. They know they have a decent quarterback, right? Most people would view Jalen Hurts as a decent quarterback. I look at him better. I'm different. I know. That's not the debate that we're having right now.
For
the
sure.
conversation. But they looked at Jalen Hurts probably like the rest of everybody looks at Jalen Hurts. He's not Patrick Mahomes. He's not Josh Allen. And he's not Joe Burrow. And he's not Lamar Jackson. And when you're not one of those four best, what do you do? Okay, we've got to surround our guys with playmakers that can accentuate his play at the quarterback position. But when you have Patrick Mahomes and you have Tom Brady, you don't have to surround them with the superstars necessarily at those positions because they're able to elevate the game of everybody around them. And so the Chiefs decided they're going to spend their money on defense, on the offensive line. And sorry, Patrick, you're just going to have to elevate the level of play of guys around you because we believe that much in you. And that's what Tom Brady did for 20-some years. Now they got Randy Moss and obviously Gronk. And obviously Patrick has had, you know, Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce. But that was at the beginning of his career. Brady got his big-time weapons at the end mm-hmm. of his career and made it work for all those years. They saw what Patrick Mahomes was capable of doing in his first year because they originally did surround him with a veteran guy in Sammy Watkins and then realized quickly, okay, Patrick doesn't necessarily need these guys. He can make everybody better. And so the better that Patrick Mahomes became, the less of an emphasis, if you will, that they put on those skill position players because Patrick was going to make everybody better around him. So invest in the line and invest in the defense. Sorry, Patrick, man, you got to make everybody better because you're the best quarterback on planet Earth right now, and we're following the Tom Brady playbook.
How long was that Tom Brady playbook?
20 years.
Was it?
Yeah.
Because they surrounded him with two pretty solid tight ends in Gronkowski and Hernandez.
That was late.
Yeah, so that wasn't 20 years. And then they got him Wes Welker and then Julian Edelman.
But those guys weren't big name guys. I mean, you know, Wes Welker and Julian Edelman were like sixth round draft picks.
Sure. But I mean, Randy Moss in 2007, when Tom Brady turned 30 years old, was a huge addition.
Yeah, great addition.
His greatest statistical year ever came when they added a superstar talent to their team. Because at some point, and I'm not saying that Patrick is at this point yet, but at some point, like, it does not have the same buzz that it once had because you are not that age anymore. And I'm not saying that he is old. I'm not saying that he is wearing down. Don't not think that that's what I'm saying. But Patrick Mahomes isn't 25 anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Patrick Mahomes is 30 years old. And again, like Aaron Rodgers, same thing. Like, yeah, the first 4 or 5 year go around for him, which was later on in his career, 26, 27, 28. But again, like he didn't need it. But when you get older, you do.
Sure.
And yes, older in the NFL is 30 years old. Like, the days of, and I know that we saw a couple goofy throws from Mahomes, and he's still got his youth. Again, I'm not saying that he's getting old. I'm just saying eventually that does not exist anymore. That, you know, running around 1 foot, heave to Sammy Watkins over the middle in the AFC Championship game, that's not there anymore because you don't have the ability to maybe get away as quicker, or people start to know what your game is more, and they pick up on tendencies. Like, those tendencies are there, but the reading is more evident in the studying of the game. So again, I'm okay if you can like do what the Roseman strategy is that Mack just brought up, which I'm not giving Howie all the credit for doing this. A lot of teams will do this throughout the time, but like adding pieces to where your depth chart is, oh darn, we lost this guy. That's fine. Now we lose this guy and we're all over here talking about, well, maybe it's now time for Mecole Hardman to come back. It's like, that's not the name. That's not the guy anymore.
And I don't think we need to be in that panic mode either right now with this team at all. I mean, I think, they lost a game.
It's one game.
Had they won 27-21, we're not having these conversations. We're talking about next man up, right? And that's why I think this game is going to be special on Saturday, because I do believe they're going to hear this all week. You stink. You're no good. Everybody's doubting the Chiefs right now and all this kind of stuff. And so that doubt, that fuel, that chip I talked about yesterday, these guys needing to play with that chip on their shoulder. Hopefully they go out there and they play with that chip on their shoulder against the Philadelphia Eagles. But also too, when you're building, this is where the salary cap and all this stuff and budget also and cash on hand come in as well. This is why I keep talking about the new stadium. The more cash you make at your stadium, the more cash you have on hand to go out and spend on signing bonuses and whatnot for some of these players. But at the end of the day, I mean, you know, the 53rd guy on your roster is not ever going to be as good as the number one guy on your roster. And so I think the Chiefs have a very good roster, a very solid roster, very good wide receiver core right now. We're just in a space where you couldn't suffer an injury, and they did. Had Rashee Rice been playing, not suspended, again, we're probably not having this conversation. I think there's a lot of panic at the disco going on right now because everybody's experiencing one game that was a standalone game, had all weekend to digest it, and now you're starting to think about, oh my God, this could get out of hand. And that's what I've cautioned Chiefs fans on for years. Stop thinking it's going to revert back to the doldrums of Todd Haley and Herm Edwards and before Marty Schottenheimer. Like, it's not going to get to that point. There are too many good players. There are too many smart people. They have too much, you know, success over the years. It's not going back that way. It may not be 5,050 touchdowns. It may not be 17-0, but it's still a damn good football team that's going to go out there and win 90% of its games every single year with Andy Reid.
I'll chime in with the haven't you people ever heard of for the Likens Library. Gentlemen, Can I put on my readers?
Go to Costco for those.
Welcome to the library.
Not got any boomers out of the way to pick up that pair of readers?
Stolen. I buy everything that's ever given to me for free. Welcome to the library. Gentlemen, a lot of books today. A lot of books. All right. Week one is officially in the books. So I ask you, after week one, what was a better resurgence story that you read this weekend? Lord Baelish or Andy Kaufman?
Well,
and for those names that don't get that, that's Aaron Rodgers and Daniel Jones.
I would have said Lloyd, but when I heard Chris Berman refer to him as Indiana Jones last night during the highlights,
yes,
I'm in.
Indiana Jones in the science fiction section.
Yep.
And your voice is in the loud section. That's how you get into the kicked out session in the library. Mac, Lord Baelish, or Andy Kaufman?
Yeah, I guess Baelish.
But yeah. Andy Kaufman was so bad. I mean, it's true. Scored on every drip. Something Peyton Manning never did.
It's crazy.
Indiana Jones is great.
That is great.
One of the stories you read this weekend, there were two that had really good finishes to the story. Better ending chapter in week one. Bills versus Ravens, Steelers versus Jets.
I'm going to go with the Steelers versus the Jets. And the reason is the epilogue at the end. And I mean by that is the press conference. Aaron Rodgers basically giving the middle finger to everybody with the Jets. So I enjoyed that.
We don't practice profanity in this library.
So I will go with Pittsburgh versus the Jets because I had a great epilogue at the end.
Kiss my ass.
I'll go with Buffalo Ravens. That was, like I said, one of the best games I've ever seen.
Please.
Sorry. I'm a little excited.
Respect your area.
I mean, people calling it the greatest game of all time, though. Come on.
Well, that's ridiculous.
Come on. It was week one of the regular season. We had a 13-second walk-off here.
Yeah, like, in the playoffs.
A lot of people saying you get the most passes of all time with your loud voices. More concerning... More concerning bio, C.J. Stroud or Tua Tagovailoa?
Tua.
Nobody's worried about C.J. Stroud and his bio?
I'm not. No, okay. Tua's been on a decline for a long time.
A lot of missed passes from Tua. The fish are starting to belly up in Miami.
Mm. They're actually a mammal.
Oh, nice. Dolphins are not fish. That's actually in the National Geographic section. Be careful on those magazines, man. We see you in the corner.
That was porn when we were kids.
Gosh, you're so loud. Really stressed me out. New Hope story. Kayla Williams or Kyler Murray?
Pass.
Kyler Murray, New Hope?
Hey, dude.
I'm out. Neither.
Six seasons? How many? The hell? New Hope?
He looks better.
New Hope. Year six.
New Hope. He's 30.
Guys.
Give me Caleb Williams.
No, he's not. Is he really
30? No, he's not. He's got to be my age.
We don't like lies. And we don't like loud noises in the library. And Kyler Murray looks like a new man. There's a new hope behind Kyler Murray.
Not for me, there's not.
Well, 1-0.
He's 28.
Okay, you looked it up, man.
He's got a better record than Patrick Mahomes this year.
Damn,
and he won on the road. Worst sad story this week, the Browns or the Chiefs?
Oh, it's the Browns.
Mm.
They're just America's sad story.
Well, yeah, I'm biased. It's the Chiefs. Chiefs are sad.
That may be the Browns' best chance to win a game all year.
You're not wrong.
That's why it's the sad story.
Nah, you're not wrong.
They may never get an opportunity like that again.
Volume 17 for sad stories for the Cleveland Browns. Chiefs, pretty sad story.
Not really. Not now. It's not sad. The Browns are sad. Chiefs lost a game. Browns may not be within 1 point.
If it was just a loss, I agree with you, but the Xavier, the friendly fire, it stunk.
I mean... Defensive line, secondary.
I'm past this game. Can we move on to the next
one? Absolutely.
All right, that'll conclude the library. Thank you for not accepting or respecting any of the rules inside that library. We appreciate that.
Just can't talk like that.
I don't think Bob could if he tried.
No. And I tried.
He did. I could see
it. I legitimately tried.
It's hard for me, too. I feel like I can't laugh during that segment. My laugh gets too loud.
Well, it's a bunch of freeloaders sitting around in the library, newspapers on sticks, trying to save a quarter.
Mm. We've lost somebody in the library.
Oh, no. Really? What? They don't like the library?
Yeah.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm normally pretty positive towards your show, but this segment has got to go. Does anyone say it's good?
Yes, many people.
And then we have an LOL New Hope. Come on, man. Maybe we finally got there with Kyler Murray, you know? Maybe he's finally there.
They played the Saints, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, those uniforms were as bad as their performance. Tyrann Mathieu saw the uniforms in the team because I'm retiring, man.
That's it for me. Call it.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.